Hello.
Hi, this is Shelley calling from XPO. Did you request a call back?
Say again, please.
Hi, this is Shelley calling from XPO. Did you request a call back?
Oh, XPO. Yes. Thank you very much. Okay, let me give you. Okay, bring up the case number or whatever. Wait a minute, I have a special case.
What are you looking for?
No? Okay. Well, here, I got to bring up the order number.
Okay, yes, sir.
Buy and sell. Best Buy appointment. Okay, order number 1121034. 759-310.
Okay, thank you. Let me pull that up for us.
Don't.
Yes, sir, Mr. Warren Hall.
Yes.
Okay, and the address I'm showing is 62 Woodbury Road.
Yes.
How can I assist?
Okay, we were to have service to complete an installation which was left in a very, very poor, unfinished situation for which I've provided pictures or movies on three different occasions to XPO showing the unsatisfactory installation, giving evidence of it. Today we were to have received installation between the hours of noon and 8 o'clock. Right now it's less than 45 minutes to the end of that 8-hour period. I have not heard anything. It looks like we're going to be disappointed by your people for the sixth time out of seven scheduled appointments. Six of the seven have resulted in no-shows. This is absolutely intolerable. And when in the world am I going to receive satisfaction and have the equipment installed, which was purchased on January 6th of this year? More than 5 months have elapsed. What kind of satisfaction are we going to get?
Okay. Yes, sir. I am showing listed on here that we were trying to assign to a different service provider because the previous one, as you said, was unsatisfactory. So we were waiting for that. And then Best Buy had scheduled for today on today, which we wouldn't have been able to make that. This was never routed. I'm not really sure why Best Buy.
Excuse me, back up just a little bit. You say it was never routed?
That is correct.
What was never routed? What are you talking about?
The order for today.
The order for today? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the email, which confirms this right in front of me. What do you mean it wasn't routed?
You spoke to Jason. Yes, sir. Best Buy scheduled it for today. XPO wouldn't have had time to route this because they did this today.
What are you saying?
Right.
Explain
so,
it.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm showing in my notes was that we had spoken with you on the 10th, and on the 10th is when we had sent over an escalation to advise that we need to speak with the area manager and have someone else assigned to your work order. And then they told us not to touch it until they did that. And then on the 10th, that
Who's they that told you not to touch it?
The management team.
The management. By name, and I want the telephone number and the name and the extension.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to provide that. And then after the 10th...
You can't provide a contact with somebody who made a decision that affects a customer?
Well, our management team consists of over 1,000 different people, sir.
1,000 different people are in your management team.
For XPO?
But you don't know then which of those 1,000 made the decision to disappoint us and aggravate us to no end.
No. But after the 10th, the 24th is when the last note was put in there today. And it looks like Best Buy had scheduled this for today. And we need at least 24 hours in order to route anything. That's why we give a call.
You need 24 hours? You just told me, and I have my records in front of me, it was the 10th of this month that I was promised this schedule.
Okay.
And you're telling me that you didn't have enough time in 2 weeks to send a team out?
Yes, sir. Per the notes, Best Buy scheduled today for today. They scheduled the local today.
Why am I looking at I'm looking at a printout of an email, which I also have on the computer, which I can send to any number of the 1,000 managers that you have, that confirms this appointment.
Okay. Did that email come from Best Buy?
It has Best Buy's logo on it. It certainly does.
Okay. This is XPO. Are you sure Best Buy's team wasn't
coming to this meeting? I understand you're a subcontractor to Best Buy. There's no question about that.
So Best Buy does have their own team. Are you sure that they weren't sending their own team out to look at that?
Okay, it tells me that the appointment is set for Monday, May 24th. That I'll be contacted before the remainder of, as a reminder of your appointment. It gives me the name of somebody at Best Buy.
Okay.
And it tells me the delivery items. Dishwasher installation. Gives me the model. Gives me the SKU. It says appointment set for Monday, 5/24, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes, sir. I believe Best Buy scheduled.
There's nothing vague or indefinite or imprecise about that. That's a confirmation of an email which I received on the 11th of May.
Then you got another one on Friday.
Yes, sir, I understand what you're telling me, but if Best Buy sent you that email and XPO wasn't scheduled, I believe they scheduled their own team to come out. They have a team that's separate from us.
What does that mean, their own team?
They have a team that's separate from XPO that comes out, especially in, you know, higher escalated issues. They may have assigned their own team to come out because we don't have this on route for today at all, and it wasn't scheduled for today on the 10th.
What are you saying? That you had it scheduled and then they told you to cancel it and not do it because they're going to do it?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that you received a confirmation that someone was coming to your home today from Best Buy, but XPO was not scheduled for today on the 10th. So I believe they had their own team scheduled to come out. They do that a lot, especially with escalated issues that they need to look at themselves. They'll have their own team go out to make sure that everything is updated and good to go.
Well, here we are. We've been waiting around the house and not doing errands that we could have and should have been doing for 7 hours and 25 minutes so far. So, okay, so I'll deal with Best Buy from this point forward, I suspect. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I would definitely try to reach out to them to verify because we didn't have this scheduled.
She said she would reach out. So I would definitely.
Oh, boy.
That girl just said, I would definitely try. So that means she's going to do it for you?
So what is there anything you can do to help me?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to connect you with someone who can better assist.
You'll do what?
I can connect you to someone who can better assist.
Well, please do that.
Absolutely. And thank you for calling XBO. Transferring you now.
Good.
20 to 1, the phone drops dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm not betting on that.